That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the person who recites the largest number of durood will be closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Dear viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah, we are resuming this new series called Signs of the Final Hour. Just to recap, in the last episode we mentioned Islamic eschatology, which is a terminology considered to be part of theology, philosophy and futurology, concerned with what is believed to be the final countdown of events in history that indicates the ultimate destiny of all humankind and the end of the world. So these issues, the signs, the events will be clear signs that the end of the world, that means the day of resurrection, also known as Yawm al-Qiyamah or Yawm al-Din means the day of judgment, it indicates that all these are near. So when that day arrives, there will be annihilation of all life. Then after that time, there will be no one who will be able to deny this absolute truth. And you know, after this will be resurrection and judgment by Almighty Allah. And then the final frightening moment for many, because we'll have to give accountability of the actions that we have done in this earth. And what will be our result, whether we will pass and enter Jannah or fail and be cast into hell forever. So viewers of Madni channel, for watching this series, Signs of the Final Hour, it will help alter our mindset. That means many of us are living in this lifestyle of heedlessness. So by watching this series carefully, it will alter our mindset from skepticism to conviction. Because many people are skeptics and they don't want to believe, despite all the evidence that are glaring around us. So therefore this sign will make us aware of the signs that have been already shown to us. And Almighty Allah in His infinite mercy has sent many guides to warn mankind of this ultimate end. But as you know, man becomes heedless of warnings and signs. And Allah Azza wa Jal continued sending prophets and messengers to warn mankind. And finally He sent His most beloved, and is the best of His creation, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And how fortunate are we as Muslims, because we are best blessed with being the ummah of the most beloved Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. And also Almighty Allah, through His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sent us the Holy Quran, His word, the book of guidance, which is honored as being the greatest and the best book of guidance for entire jinn and mankind. And Almighty Allah says in Surah Yunus, verse 92, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ أَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And indeed, most people are neglectful of our signs. And the Quran is a unique book in that it is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. And each verse has deep mystical meanings. So while the Holy Quran has predicted many scientific marvels, but it has also discussed major signs that will occur before the end of the world. So inshallah in the future series and in this today's series, we will be discussing some of these signs. One sign is Almighty Allah says, translation from Kanzul Iman, it is He who sent His noble messenger with guidance and the religion of truth in order that He may make it prevail over all other religion, even though the polytheists detest it. So the point is that Allah Azza wa Jal says that it will prevail over all other religion. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ, even though the polytheists detest it. So now this is something that we're going to prove in this today's episode. Allah Azza wa Jal said that Islam will prevail, that means it will dominate all religions. So according to statistics of our time and research carried out in a leading Western country by specialists of this field, they conclude that Islam is the only religion growing faster than the world's population. And they say it will be by the year 2070, it will be the largest religion of the world. So this is according to research. Yeah, research is proving what Almighty Allah said in that period. Right? And the research center analyzed the demographic changes among the world's major religion and they found that the world's population of Muslims will grow by 73% between the year 2010 and 2050, compared to 35% for the next fastest growing faith. As you can see, 73% growth from 2010 to 2050. So, what is the reason for Islam to dominate? There are many compelling reasons. One, Allah Azza wa Jal says, as we mentioned, that this is mentioned by Allah Azza wa Jal, that it will prevail over all other religion. So at this moment of in time, whilst acknowledging that Islam is growing rapidly despite the massive negative propaganda against us, and at the moment it has not dominated all the faith yet, but time, as I said, will tell, because the experts have predicted. So this is an acknowledgement by even those who dislike Islam, but they are looking at this because they cannot stop what Almighty Allah has predicted. So this verse indicates that Islam, the truth, Islam, the religion of truth, and Almighty Allah, who is the ultimate truth, has prophesied the truth and that the religion of truth will prevail. In Bani Israel, verse 81, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. The truth has arrived and falsehood has vanished. Indeed, falsehood has vanished. That means with the arrival of beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on his arrival, from the time Islam started being propagated, we found that it has started dispelling the darkness of disbelief. So as he said, whilst the world's population is expected and projected to grow by 32%, the number of Muslims are expected to increase by 70%. That means statistically there are 1.5 million, around 1.5 billion Muslims in 2015. And they say that it will be close to 3 billion in 2060. That shows 45 years from now, we will be almost one third of the population of the world. And One of the reason is, I mean, those who have studied this, they say the reason for that is Muslims tend to have more children than the rest, and this is one of the reason. Beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us of a time when Muslims will imitate the Yahud and the Nasara. He alluded this according to a hadith. I will read the translation of the hadith. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, this is narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, you will follow the ways of those nations who were before you, span by span, cubit by cubit, inch, that means inch by inch, so much so that if they entered the hole of a lizard, you will follow them. And the companion said, we said, O Allah's Messenger, do you mean the Yahud and Nasara? He, beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who else? Is this not the prophesied age that we are living in? Have we as Muslims not succumbed to the social demands of the West? Look at the number of clean-shaven Muslims. Whose fashions are they following? Look at the dressing of our modern Islamic sisters. Hijab, which is considered oppressive by the West, has resulted in many of our sisters abandoning the hijab just to fit in, to be accepted by the Yahud and Nasara, those who want to destroy us. Of course, not all Muslims are blinded by the spiritual bankruptcy and the spiritual bankrupt values of the West. In Surah Baqarah, verse 120, Almighty Allah says, and never will the Yahud and Nasara be pleased with you until you follow their ways. And Allah Azza wa Jalla continues, say, surely the guidance of Allah is the true guidance. And if you, that means followers of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you and I, if you follow their desires, after knowledge has come to you, you shall have no guardian from Allah, nor any helper. You think if Allah is not going to be your helper, and Allah is not going to be your guardian, would you ever be successful in anything in the world and in the hereafter? So if you love someone just for the sake of worldly benefit, it means that you lack trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. But if you love someone for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, it will help you even after death. And Allah Azza wa Jal talks about friendship. Allah Azza wa Jal says, on that day, man will run away from his brother, and from his mother and father, and from his wife and sons. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, on that day, each one has just one issue, which is enough for him. That means accountability. And also, Almighty Allah says, translation from Kanzul Iman. Now this, dear viewers of Madhi channel, listen carefully to this. And there's a very big and strong implication here. Allah Azza wa Jal says, close friends will turn into enemies of one another on that day, except the pious. So dear viewers of Madhi channel, this is Allah Azza wa Jal's warning in us deciding who we want to be close to us, who we want to make friends. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla says, close friends, that means the friends that you had in the dunya, will turn into enemies on that day, except the pious. So what does it tell us? What does it mean? For us to be successful, we have to ensure that firstly we are pious, and you find a pious person will not become friends with somebody that is not pious. And even if he does befriend someone that is not pious, it is not to enjoy his company, but his intention will be to rectify that person. So, if you want to be successful, first of all, the slogan of Dawat Islami, I must strive to correct myself and the people of the world. So to strive, we must strive to correct ourselves, and one way is to be in the environment of people who are striving to correct themselves. And where will you find such people, such group, that are striving to correct themselves, who invite you for Madni Kafila, We invite you to fill your Madni in Amat. We invite you to do good things, to do Fikr Madina, to take accountability of your actions. Where will you find such groups? Among the Sahih Akida. You'll find it in no other group but in Dawat Islami. Not in hundreds and thousands, but in millions. And millions of people have transformed their lives due to adhering to the principles of Dawat Islami. So here's the Madni channel. As we gave you some signs, and there's something for us to ponder upon. Look at your friends. If that friend of yours does not encourage you to go to the masjid to perform salah in jama'at, if he encourages you to do things that displeases Allah, so you ask yourself this question, is he friend of Allah or friend of shaitan? So if he's friend of Allah, he will take you close to Allah. He's friend of shaitan, he'll take you to a shaitan. So each of you that are watching this series, because the signs of Qiyamah is around us, we have to prepare. If we're serious, we'll be serious about the companion that we are keeping. So if you're really serious, look now, think about it, look at your companions. If you yourself are not going to masjid, obviously it's due to the fact of the company that you're keeping. But I can guarantee you, those people who are active in the mahol of Dawat Islami, the every movement is inviting people towards the masjid. It's a masjid filling movement. So it's a movement to populate our masjid. So if you want to be successful, the easiest way is to join the mahol, join the environment of Dawat Islami, and you will see the change within yourself. Because you'll be surrounded by people with the same single-minded goal to rectify ourselves and the people of the whole world. Because as Muslims, we cannot be selfish. We must enjoy what is good and stop and forbid what is evil. And that you can only do if you walk with people. That means traveling out of Madni Kafila, doing Neki Ki Dawat, doing Infradi Koshish. All these things, the terminologies of Dawat Islami. So we need to focus on where we are right now. Are we doing things to please Allah, knowing that the signs of the final hour is around us? As I mentioned in the previous episode, we are unconcerned about guiding the future generation, your children. We are so selfishly involved in living in this world. That means things that we cannot change. We work and strive so hard for rozi, for earning our money. But yet we know we can't change because Almighty Allah has already written for us what our rozi is, what we'll be earning for the day. Yet we strive and all our worries about something that we cannot change. Except that whatever Allah Azawajal has given you, you will get. But focus on getting closer to the one that is providing you with everything. But unfortunately we find that due to the impact of shaitan, we are getting further and further away from Almighty Allah in getting closer and closer to entertainment and enjoying this fleeting moment of our lives. So if we are serious about change, if we are serious about the signs of the final hour, which is predicting the coming of the day of Qiyamah, and as I mentioned, our concern should always be the future generation. And if we are not leading a life that we can become a model to them, because when we pass away, how would you and I feel when we see our nasl, we see our future generation not going towards the right path, not following Imam Mahdi, going towards Dajjal, going towards hell, and being destined to the fire of hell. And now when you are gone, there's no way you can correct them after you have passed from this world. So how do you correct? You turn to Allah Azza wa Jal now. You make dua to Allah, not only for yourself, say, Ya Allah, keep my nasl, keep my generation to come on the right path. That you do with making dua. So may Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq to understand that we have a great responsibility. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla make us mindful of our duties to Him and make us real ashik of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in following His sunnah. Ameen, bi jahin nabil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد.
That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day, that day, that day.